On Binghamton University Week, a dose of vitamin D sounds great after spending so much time indoors. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Guy German, associate professor of biomedical engineering, reminds us to take care of our skin in the sun.
Human skin is the body's first line of protection, and we need it. Skin acts as a physical, chemical, and microbial barrier. It also helps regulate temperature and enables mechanoreception, the ability to sense touch. My research explores how aging, ultraviolet light from the sun, and bacteria weaken skin, cause wrinkles, and increase the risk of skin rupture. The results will provide a better understanding of the biomechanical aging process, the onset of skin diseases that are caused by bacteria in the skin microbiome, and new approaches to cosmetic and drug-based transdermal delivery. For example, even if you did your best to prevent it, chances are you will suffer from some kind of sunburn. Covering yourself in sunscreen and limiting your time outdoors can protect only so much. So we wanted to know, what kind of ultraviolet radiation is the worst for skin? And how exactly does the sun damage it? What we found was that UV weakens the bonds between the cells in the stratum corneum, the outermost layer of skin. These bonds help cells to remain cohesive. That's why sunburn leads to skin peeling. This damage relates directly to the amount of UV absorbed by the skin. My research highlights that sun overexposure not only can cause skin cancers, it can also mechanically degrade your skin, resulting in skin damage, increased likelihood of infection, and premature signs of aging. The most important takeaway for now is that skin protection is important, no matter what season of the year it is. We're trying to push the message to use sun protection not just to prevent skin cancer, but also to prevent photoaging.
That was Guy German of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.